Good morning. Sorry, I jumped up when the words weren't there. Can I add my greeting to Joel's and say Merry Christmas to you? Bibles are on the shelves of the seat in front of you, for most of you. They look like this, and we're on page 965. I'm going to read two sections. Firstly, from chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and she gave him the name Jesus. We're then going to skip on to chapter 2, verse 13. So the same page, but just onto the next column, the little 13 there. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child. Sorry, when they had gone, this is when the kings had gone. So the Magi have been and visited Joseph, Mary, the baby, and now they've left. Sorry, I'll read from verse 13 again. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, please do keep that Bible passage open. We're going to look at it together. Mark, I'm switching on to lapel 2. Paul, come and have a seat. Have a seat, you're right. Believers here at Dangleton Parish Church, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're learning to trust the living God. We are convinced that he wants us to have life with him. And so he wants us to hear him. And we're confident he speaks plainly, which is why we have Bibles in the seats. And I've read from the Bible, I'm going to think about these words now. But first we're going to have a little Christmas quiz, and it's the quiz is some sounds. So there's two parts to each of these rounds. I want you to tell me what the sound is, and then we'll ask what it's got to do with Christmas. So are you listening? Okay, what was that sound? It was a saw, yeah, and what's that got to do with Christmas? Yeah, it sounds like firewood, sawing some wood. Why have we got that? Yes? That's right, yeah. Elsewhere, the Bible tells us Joseph was a carpenter.
So there we've got the noise of Joseph at work. Okay, number two. What is that noise? What is that sound? Yeah, someone snoring or sleeping. And what has that got to do with Christmas? Sorry? After dinner? No. The Lord Jesus did sleep in the manger. We sing about that. Joseph was sleeping in the Bible passage, wasn't he? How do you know he was sleeping? Because he had a dream. Yeah. Okay. Well done. So number three. You're listening. This isn't a very loud one, is it? Let me check and press the button. Chris is saying, is that Silent Night? Is that playing? Do you want to? If you click on the... Okay, anyone tell me what that noise is? Yeah, that's a child crying, and that's quite an obvious link to the Christmas story, isn't it? We've got a child crying because of the baby Jesus. Number four, what is this?
Attentie alstublieft, willen de passagiers voor vlucht KL125 naar Londen zich naar de uitgang begeven en de instapkaart gereed houden. Your attention, please. Passengers for flight KL120.
Okay, this is a slightly odd one, and you're probably going to groan when I tell you what this is. What is that one?
Aeroplane.
It's to do with an aeroplane, isn't it? Yeah. So the sound is what? What is the sound?
Airport.
Yes, it's from an airport. It's an airport notice. And why have I linked this to what we've... Lucas? No, it was an airport sound, so the bell to begin with was a notice to say there was a bell. Was that a vote or was it a stretch? Yeah, the international travel, not the Magi though. So it's to do with international travel. Yes, the family go all the way to Egypt. Okay, number five. Okay, yes, that was Egyptian music. What the internet told me was Egyptian music anyway. Sorry if there's anyone from Egypt here who knows that that is not Egyptian music, but that's what the internet gives us. Okay, so those are some sounds to help us think about the events of Christmas. What we've got in God's story of Christmas from Matthew here, we see there's five episodes. Joseph cares for Jesus' mum, Herod and the baby king. Joseph takes Jesus to Egypt. Herod and the babies. Joseph brings Jesus back. If we went through all of those, the dinner would be burnt. So we won't look at all of those. You can see they go alternately. Joseph, Herod, Joseph, Herod, Joseph. And last week, Joel Madur here, the assistant who was introducing the songs, he taught us about Herod last week. So today we're just going to look at these first two bits that I've read about Joseph. Joseph, when he cares for Jesus' mum, and Joseph when he takes the family to Egypt. So we know from another part of the Bible that Joseph is a carpenter. Okay, we've had that. Joseph is a carpenter. He's pledged to be married. We'd call that he's engaged. They will have a wedding, and then they will be husband and wife. But before they are together, Mary has already got pregnant. If you turn back a page, 965. The Bible tells us how this had happened, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. You see, Joseph doesn't know this is from the Holy Spirit, and it must have been very hard. Because it seems like his fiancée has been with another man. Because he knows there's no other way to get pregnant. But we know from the Bible, Joseph is faithful to the law. It says that here. That doesn't mean he obeyed the speed limit or didn't steal from banks. Faithful from the law here means he's following God's instruction for life. And God says physical intimacy is sacred. It belongs to a man and a woman in a marriage. Joseph wants to do the right thing. He knows they can't go ahead with the marriage. But he's not just someone who keeps rules. He's got the right character. And so he's going to do it in a kind and caring way. So Joseph is planning to break things up quietly and protect her. And then something happens. It's like Matthew, who's written this, says, "Stop, listen." And the angel of the Lord appears. And John Joe was right. Joseph was sleeping. Okay, whilst Joseph was asleep, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream. Verse 20. After he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." That's why this baby is coming, the angel tells Joseph, to save people from sins. So people have lots of ideas of what Christmas is about and why Jesus came. And this verse is telling us Jesus did not come to make us religious so that we'd follow lots of religious rules. He didn't even come to make us spiritual or woke or more aware. He didn't come to give us power over spiritual enemies. That wasn't his main role. He didn't come as a doctor to heal sickness, or as a counselor to deal with family harmony, or as a politician to stop wars. Matthew says he will come to save people from their sins. And the Bible tells us elsewhere, sin is when we do not treat God like we should. Some people do that in a very angry way, shake their fist and hate him, say, "I'm an atheist, I don't want there to be any God." Other people just ignore him. Some people even pretend to respect him, to look good to others, but they really have no heart to listen to him. And all of those are ways of sin, of not treating God as we should. And the Bible says that sin makes us lost from God, and it makes us enemies of God. God is angry with sin because it's a lie that hurts. But with Jesus, God will be with us again in a new way. Look at verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the angel of the Lord has spoken. So what does Joseph do? He hears God's message. He does the right thing, which means he believes what he's told and he does what he's been told. So what was he told to do? Take her as your wife and call him Jesus. And that's what happens. He took her as his wife. She then had a baby and she called him Jesus. He called him Jesus. Those were God's instructions, and that was what Joseph did. And so there's the baby. Okay, that's enough. So then there's the next episode where Herod comes into the story with the Magi from abroad. But then Matthew goes back to Joseph, and we're looking at that in verse 13 in chapter 2. The Magi have just left. Joseph maybe has gone to bed. But then Matthew says, "Stop, listen to this. An angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream." So we should have the sleeping noise again. Verse 13, "When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. 'Get up,' he said, 'take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.'" So again, the angel has got instructions for Joseph, telling him things to do. He's got to, there's four things. He's got to get up. He's got to take the child and his mother. He's got to go to Egypt. And he's got to stay there until he's told. He hears God's message. He does the right thing. And that means he believes what he's told and he does what he's told. And he doesn't even wait till morning, verse 14. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt. Okay, Egypt sound effect. That's the Egypt sound effect. Where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Now this might look like God's running away, but Matthew says, no, this is God's plan. Out of Egypt I called my son is just what I planned to do. And when he remembers that part of the Old Testament, he's remembering an amazing rescue that God did for his people. They were stuck as prisoners in Egypt. They hadn't gone there on holiday. You know, they hadn't gone there to look at the pyramids or to do snorkeling or sit on the beach. They were there as slaves, as prisoners, and God had set them free and rescued them in the time of, what was the leader in that time? Who knows? Yeah, the time of Moses. And God had rescued his people. And this is sort of pointing us to the fact that Jesus is going to rescue people. The one who's come to save us from our sins is rescuing us from being God's enemies and lost from him. So what is God telling us in these episodes? He's telling us that Jesus coming into the world is God's idea. It's God's work. He thinks of it. He's made the plans. He tells the prophets about them. It's not at all Joseph's idea, is it? To begin with, in fact, Joseph's plans were against this. Didn't want to be with the mother and the baby. He was going to leave her. But in God's plans, he uses Joseph so that the mother and the baby are safe and the baby can grow up. He protects the baby from the king who wants to kill Jesus. So this is the thing that's impressed me looking at these episodes this week. Jesus coming into the world is God's idea. And he uses Joseph to make it happen, even though Joseph didn't want to begin with. So it tells us we need to listen to what God's idea about Christmas is. Again, God's idea about Christmas is he's not come to be a religious man to make us more religious or to give us a sense of being spiritual. He's not a teacher come to explain things, although he did teach. He's not a politician coming to stop wars. He's not a doctor coming to fix your sickness or an economist trying to make sure that we're all wealthy. He's come to save us from our sins, to bring a new rescue like that rescue from Egypt. And those who come here week by week on a Sunday, is where we meet here, you know, that's we appreciate God for that by thanking him. We remember, I was like those people in the Old Testament, stuck in Egypt, couldn't get out. And so we appreciate God and him doing that. We sing about it in church. We remember that message when we recognize in our lives that we have done a sin, that we've acted in a way that doesn't treat God rightly. And we can admit, I've done that wrong, and we can remember Jesus came to rescue me. It's God's idea, not our idea. And so in Dagenham Parish Church, what we're striving to be is a church for not for people who think they're better than others. We're striving to be a church for people who know they've made a mess and they need help. Because that's who Jesus came for. So what is God's story of Christmas? Well, from this aspect, this perspective, it's God's plan to send Jesus to save us from being lost from God and God's enemies, to save us from our sin, to rescue us. And that is good news. And that is why we sing. I'm going to lead us now in a short prayer. If you agree with this prayer, it's a prayer that comes from the things we've thought about. If you agree with this prayer, please join with the Amen at the end.
Almighty Father, we thank you that Jesus came to save us. We thank you that you sent him even when we humans weren't bothered about you. Thank you for showing us that the real problem in the world and in our lives is our sin and the damage that that brings. Thank you that Jesus came and rescued us when we were far from you, lost from you, and were your enemies. We will remember this. We will trust that Jesus has saved us. And today we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
John. Oh, sorry, just before John, that stand there. I forgot to say at the beginning. At this time of year, for church regulars and visitors are welcome to take these. I print out and leave in the entranceway plans for reading through the Bible in the year ahead. So there's a pink version which has got a plan to read one chapter 5 days a week. That'll get you through the whole New Testament in 2026. And if you've already done that or would like to do something different, this is the white sheet has got some outstanding narratives, episodes from the Old Testament that are great reads. You can take both if you'd like, but please take them and use them. I hope they'll be a great benefit to you in 2026. Thank you, John. I'll give you one right now.